You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Some people see their birthday as a frightening reminder of getting old. Others, those united in Jesus Christ, accept each new year as more joy and being closer to their life-giving goal.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
O God of love and God of life, as each day passes, and as each year we become 1 year older, grant unto us the joy of being daily renewed. Drive away all fear of aging, drive away all fear of death. By thy gracious renewing spirit, O Lord, enable us to welcome every year with joy and eternal anticipation. Prepare us, O Lord, as thy adopted children in Jesus Christ, and enable us to say in our last moments, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith, in the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Wish the Lord the righteous judge will award to me on that day, not only me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray, amen. Powerful and dramatic forces are now rapidly changing our society. This stunning news was detailed several months ago in a special report of a major news magazine. People are living longer. Just imagine, by 1990, in only 6 short years, 3.5 million people will be 85 years of age or older. This is a dramatic jump of 1 million people over the present level. As a consequence, there is now a phenomenal increase in the driving search for the fountain of youth. For example, in California, a man and wife team, both 40 years of age, have published a new best-selling book. It contains 858 pages. It costs nearly $25, but even at that uncomfortable price, the book has sold more than 1 million copies in the last 2 years. This book contains practical suggestions on how to live longer. This book has also become so popular that several months ago, it was already in its 11th printing. Realizing its popularity and demand for sales, Warner Books has already prepared a second companion volume. People want to learn the secrets of preventing aging, that is, if there are any. Nobody wants to get old. Nobody wants to discover new wrinkles in their face in the morning. Nobody wants to contemplate seriously the inevitability of their own death. Nobody wants to honestly face the unavoidable question of what happens after this life. And we can state with reasonable confidence that the present search for the fountain of youth will continue and even increase in its intensity in the coming decade. But in the midst of this uncertainty, God's promises in the Bible have the power to drive out the fear and the despair of aging. God's glorious promises give the searching soul certain hope. The vibrant Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 directly answers the aggravating aging process question. Paul reminds us that our old outer man, our physical self, is decaying, and yet at the same time, our inner man, our spiritual being, in those whom Christ lives, is being renewed day by day. Paul says, our skin dries, our bones ache, our eyes dim, and our hearing fades. And yet in Jesus Christ, as each day we come closer to paradise, we are being inwardly renewed, recharged, and given the certain hope of eternity with God. Did you know that when we are teenagers, 16 and 17 years of age, our hearing is at its best? Yet from that point on, our hearing begins to deteriorate. Physiologists tell us that overall, physically, we hit our prime when we are 25 or 26 or 27 years of age. And from then on, it is downhill. It is not only older people who are decaying. Aging and decaying begins at a very young age. But now, listen again as God speaks His words of hope and encouragement. Our outer man is decaying. Our skin and our bones and our hair and our muscles, all of these physical things are not as good as they once were. Yet all who follow the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, they are given the absolute assurance of the new man, this new spiritual person born in our hearts of the water and of the Spirit, gives us the guarantee of a new life, uninterrupted by either aging or death. Outwardly, physically, we may be decaying, but inwardly, all those who are bonded to Jesus Christ by faith are being renewed. They are given new hope and strength for every hour. Again, explaining the hope of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, St. Paul states it this way, and I quote, "We know that if the earthly tent, our human bodies, which is our house, is torn down or is overcome by death, even then believers in Jesus have a building from God. This, the Bible says, is a house not made with human hands. It is eternal in the heavens." The Bible describes our present bodies and our present life as a tent. We should not be discouraged or anxious that our bodies will someday be no more. The Bible says our physical bodies are something which will soon be taken down. But then all believers in the Lord Jesus, as adopted sons of God, will inherit a permanent dwelling, not a temporary habitation or tent, but a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is what the Bible teaches. And so let me ask you a question today. How is your tent at this hour? How is your physical body? Does it have some cracks in it as you look in the mirror in the morning? Is it flimsy? If you are 19 years of age, or maybe even 18, how do you feel that your hearing is already deteriorating? Does this bother you? This bothers a lot of people, and that's why people swallow millions of pills and run thousands of miles and avoid sugar and salt and cholesterol and all the rest. These common sense health and living practices are all good. They're extremely important. All of us ought to follow them carefully. They help us feel better, they help us look better, they help us play better, and they help us get along with other people better. But they are not, let me repeat, they are not the most important things in life. Listen to the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, and I quote, "Bodily discipline is only a little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since the Bible says godliness holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Yes, beautiful bodies tanned by the sun, low in cholesterol, low in salt and sugar, and with all the good muscle tone are beautiful gifts of God. No one can deny this. And yet, because of the curse of sin, these same bodies can never avoid the inevitable destruction of the funeral coffin. Followers of the Lord, however, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, who possess within their hearts a faith planted by God's gracious Spirit, possess something more. That is, a new, indestructible life. This new life, established and nourished by a holy, gracious, and forgiving God, this new life is totally unaffected by aging. In fact, the Bible tells us it gets better every day. And this new life is totally unaffected even by death itself. This new life in Christ is based solidly on the Easter morning resurrection of the Blessed Redeemer. Let me read to you directly from the Bible. I am now reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and this is what it says. This perishable nature of ours must be wrapped in imperishability. These bodies, which are mortal, must be wrapped in immortality. So when the perishable is lost in the imperishable, the mortal lost in the immortal, this saying will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. Now, don't ever look at your physical body as the only hope or identity that you have. Your body is extremely important. But the welfare and the future of your soul is the most important. The Bible continues by saying, "Where now, O grave, is the victory you hope to win? It is sin which gives death its sting, and it is the law which gives sin its strength. Thanks be to God, then, who gives us the victory over these things through our Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, this Easter resurrection proclamation gives unwavering hope to the handicapped as well as to the superior athlete. The joy of heaven recognizes no physical limitations, no scars in the face, no drying skin, no withered hands. The certain knowledge of a glorious eternal destiny guarantees to all faithful followers of the crucified and resurrected Redeemer a fulfilled life with meaning. For both the plain Janes and the beauty queens. When our Lord Jesus Christ lives in the heart, the face of a 93-year-old glows with the same joy and the same power as that of a born-again 3-year-old. Outwardly, the Bible says, we waste away, but inwardly, as God's adopted sons and daughters, you today, by the power of God, can possess the certainty of daily renewal, hourly resurrection hope, and the increasing confidence that you are edging ever more closely to the New Jerusalem, a place where God shall wipe away every tear from our eyes, and there shall be no longer any aging, no more any wrinkles, no more any cosmetics, no more any mascara, no more any death, no more any mourning, nor crying, nor pain. And God will sit upon the throne of eternal majesty and glory and will say, "Behold, I am making all things new, and this includes your body." In a society obsessed with staying young, in a culture in bondage to the human anatomy biology trip, and a generation where a beautiful face is valued more than a pure heart, let us say, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." Every day you may be wasting away, every year you may grieve over the failing beauty of your razor-thin epidermis. But don't build your future. No, don't ever build your future hope on the shifting sands of sagging skin. Let the Spirit of God establish within you a rock-like faith, and let the Word of God dwell in you richly, and let the Word set your foundation, which will be undaunted by age or decay. No, don't ever let the devil catch you in the trap of setting your life on physical beauty. Several years ago, after 3 previous tries, a young lady finally won the state beauty pageant. After her previous losses, she had cosmetic surgery to increase her chances. State officials said she had her nose done, her chin done, and I'm not sure what else. Imagine willing to sacrifice anything, to undergo any pain, and to pay any price just for the fleeting physical beauty. Also in the world of business, the Wall Street Journal announced that for discrimination lawsuits in court, businessmen are considered now to begin to age at the age of 42. No, don't ever fear getting a year older, but instead concentrate on knowing more and more about your life-giving Savior, the One who has changed the despair and fear of getting old into the joy and anticipation of the Christian. As you turn from the fickle and shallow skin-deep values of this world, receive your Lord by faith and trust in Him alone. Outwardly, you may be decaying, but inwardly, let His sin-cleansing blood, God's powerful love, His unconditional forgiveness, transform and change you. Let the Lord give you strength and life and hope, and let Him enable you to look forward with great anticipation to receive your perfect, more glorious body. And now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen, O Lord, it shall be so. Amen.